are listening to Beyond Bourbon Street, an insider's guide to New Orleans. Beyond Bourbon Street is the podcast where we explore the food, music, culture, places, and people that make New Orleans unique. Whether you are planning a trip, living in New Orleans, or simply wanting a taste of the Crescent City from wherever you are, you've come to the right place. And now, your host, Mark Bologna.
Hey y'all, this is Mark. Today's episode is all about enjoying New Orleans during the holidays. The last show was about View New Orleans, a cool combination of interactive history of New Orleans combined with the best views of the city. If you missed it, go back and give it a listen. I think you'll enjoy it. Before we jump in, let me talk about the people that make this show possible. First up, support comes from the Historic New Orleans Collection, the city's premier history museum located at 520 Royal Street in the heart of the French Quarter. Check out their online publication called First Draft. It's a combination blog and online exhibition space at hnoc.org/firstdraft. From December 8, 2023 through May 10, 2024, check out their exhibit titled A Mystic Brotherhood, Fraternal Orders of New Orleans. For centuries, Freemasons, Odd Fellows, and other similar fraternal organizations have contributed to the network of benevolent and mutual aid societies that cradle New Orleans' social, cultural, and civic life. Through their collections, the exhibition explores sometimes hidden history of these organizations and illuminates how they help shape today's city. Additionally, their permanent exhibit on French Quarter life is an immersive experience worth a visit. As always, the Historic New Orleans collection is free. Go to hnoc.org/visit to plan your trip. If you own a copy of the Beyond Bourbon Street Travel Guide, you've seen the work of James Cullen of Accidental Cajun Photography. Whether it's portraits, events, wedding, or lifestyle, or photojournalism, Accidental Cajun Photography provides quality and value. James also offers photography instruction and sells his fine art prints at theaccidentalcajun.com. For inquiries, email him at accidentalcajun@gmail.com. Now on to today's topic, New Orleans during the holidays. This is sort of my Christmas card to you in audio format. I've covered some of this in earlier episodes, which I'll reference, but I figured many of you are going to be listening while traveling or enjoying the holiday season, and some are going to be wondering what New Orleans is like this time of year. Well, if that's you, you found the right episode. Lots to do and generally mild weather. So from Thanksgiving to Christmas or New Year's, it's cool or cold by New Orleans standards, but you're talking about a high in the mid to low 60s. Sometimes we can get really cold, but really cold for us might be in the 20s or 30s, and more typically it's in the 50s with a high in the 60s. So if you're coming from someplace with a real cold weather climate, it's going to feel pretty temperate. Way back in episode 2, I covered lots of things to do between Thanksgiving and New Year's, and I'm going to hit some of those now and add some new ones. One of my favorite is caroling in the square. So this usually takes place about a week before Christmas. So this year, Christmas is obviously on a Monday, so it didn't happen the weekend just prior. It happened a week before. It's always on a Sunday afternoon. I think it's at 6 o'clock. Gosh, I have so many good memories over the last couple years of going with our family down to the quarter, wandering around a little bit, getting some food, and then going to caroling. There's probably a couple thousand people in the square. It's led by Mark Romig, who's the voice of the New Orleans Saints in the Superdome. It's just a really good festive time. There's candles to light. They hand you a little booklet with the carols. People are just in a good mood. They're sharing the lights. They're just enjoying being together. We've also had the privilege of having friends that have an apartment in the Pontalba Apartments just overlooking Jackson Square. So we've been able to take in the view and the sounds from up there too, which is really nice, particularly if you do get a cold or a rainy night. But caroling in the square is just a tradition for a lot of people. It's a lot of fun, certainly something I would consider doing if you're in town during the holidays. Another thing that we've covered on a couple episodes are Réveillon dinners. So we talked about these in both episodes 79 and 148. But Réveillon dinners are fixed price menus throughout the city. There's generally somewhere around 45 or 50 restaurants that participate. They run from as small as 3 courses to as many as 8 or 9 courses. On the lower end of the price scale, you have the gumbo shop, which is generally $35 to $45. For a 3 or 4 course meal. And then on the upper end, you usually have Commander's Palace with a big, big tasting menu of something like 8 courses. And that can run $125, $145. And there's lots in between. This year, we went to Arno's and had a terrific dinner. The dinners tend to be, quote unquote, somewhat traditional, I would say. So they're a throwback to this idea of Réveillon dinners in Cajun country, or Creole country here, where people would have, they'd go to midnight mass, and then they would go home and have these huge spreads and have these big dinners of many courses. And that's kind of the idea here. But it was also a way to boost tourism and boost people getting into restaurants at what was generally a slow time of year. That's certainly not true these days because Réveillon menus are really popular. Again, for most of them, they run from about Thanksgiving to about New Year's. You can Google Réveillon. It's R-E-V-E-I-L-L-O-N. So that's R-E-V-E-I-L-L-O-N, Réveillon dinners. And you can find a list. I'll put a link as well to this year's listing. But again, we went to Arnaud's, a historic restaurant. It was really festive. You know, the restaurants are all decorated. Everybody's dressed up. It's just a really nice time to do that. And that's a tradition that we've enjoyed every year, probably since we've been back. So about 12 years. Really a lot of fun. Nice festive time. Another thing that you can find this in old line restaurants, maybe throughout the year. I'm not quite sure, but they certainly pop up at this time of year. And that's Café Brûlot. And that's basically a flaming coffee drink. We did a whole episode back in episode 149 about Café Brûlot. And I know Arnaud's, Antoine's, Galatoire's, the Gumbo Shop, they all have it. It's sort of a spiced coffee drink. And so the thing that makes it extra special is they light it on fire. So, and then you get this aroma of the cinnamon and the cloves. It's really neat. Some of the productions of them are quite ornate, you know, the presentation of it. But it's a really good drink in and of itself, and that's something I associate with the holidays. It certainly has that kind of warm your bones feeling, and it's a festive thing. A really big tradition is bonfires on the levee and at Algiers Point. So usually about a week or two before Christmas at Algiers Point, just across the Mississippi River from the French Quarter, they'll light a bonfire. But the bonfires on the levee are out in St. John's Parish. And the idea or the tradition of it is that these massive bonfires are lit on Christmas Eve to light the way for Papa Noel to come find the kids, right? And these things are really works of art. This year, I think there was like a 60-foot long alligator. There's traditional just kind of stacked bonfires, but there are bonfires in the shape of saints' helmets in past years, of stagecoaches, kind of anything you can think of. And there's generally somewhere between 50 and 100 of these bonfires all along the levee. So if you're in town or thinking about coming in town for Christmas, getting out there, you can't take an Uber or a ride share, so you really need a car. There's also Grey Line Bus Tours usually does a trip out there as well. But it's a really neat tradition. It's pretty unique. It's something fun to see. And the other thing is, if you're here in the weeks before, they start building the bonfires, the structures. So they take quite a while to build. So if you're heading out to River Road, and particularly if you're going to, say, go visit a plantation like Whitney or Oak Alley, then you're going to pass, if you go right along River Road, you're going to see these structures being built. So that's a really, again, another unique to this area tradition and really cool. I haven't been out to see the bonfires lit on Christmas Eve in many, many years, probably since high school, but it's well worth seeing and well worth doing. Another thing to do are the lights in the city. So along St. Charles Avenue, but also in Rivertown in Kenner, which is a suburb of New Orleans, has a really nice light display. Lafayette Park, again, a park in Metairie, Louisiana, has a lot of lights. And then in City Park, there's the Celebration in the Oaks, which is probably the largest light display in the area. Really neat. The sort of value way to do that is to go see it either on foot or by bicycle. They also allow cars, but I think it's about $35 per car load, so that's okay. But I think the more fun way to do that is to experience it on foot or on bike. Another thing that is worth doing are going to visit hotel lobbies. So many of the lobbies, particularly in the Central Business District and the French Quarter, the hotels really go all out and decorate. Probably the most, in my mind, the most festive and certainly probably the most popular is at the Roosevelt Hotel, which is a Waldorf Astoria hotel. We were there just a week or so ago. We went to see Wicked at the Sanger, and the closest nice restaurant to the Sanger is Dominica, which is inside the Roosevelt Hotel. So we had the girls all dressed up. We went and had a nice dinner at Dominica. The lobby is just brilliantly lit with all of these trees with white lights and bows and ribbons and the whole thing. Really a great place to take pictures. You'll see a lot of people there. There's the Sazerac Bar. Terrific place for a Sazerac or an Old Fashioned or any mixed drink, really. So whether you're a family or whether you're a couple or just a group of friends, really a neat thing to see. That lobby is my favorite, followed very closely by the Ritz-Carlton, which does a, I don't know what size, maybe half size of a streetcar, maybe a third of the size of a streetcar. They have a gingerbread streetcar, and hanging out the windows of the streetcar are New Orleans personalities, so that's a pretty neat thing to see. I downloaded a list, and if I have the time, I will type this out and put it in the show notes, and this changes probably a little bit from year to year, but I have a list of about 20 hotels that are decorated. I'll just highlight a couple of them. The Four Seasons, one of the newest hotels in the city, has a, I would say, understated but really beautiful display in the lobby. Certainly picture-worthy, Instagram-worthy. The Hotel Monteleone is a beautiful hotel any time of year, but certainly during the holidays. Le Pavillon on Poydras Street, again, another old-line hotel that really does it up for the holidays. The Omni Royal Orleans is beautiful. The Columns on St. Charles Avenue, always a great place to take the streetcar and stop for a drink, but they're decorated well for the holidays. A smaller hotel that does a nice job is the Eliza Jane over on Magazine Street. The Royal Sonesta on Bourbon Street. The Westin is always pretty festive as well. Certainly the Windsor Court, and that leads me to another kind of fun thing to do during the holidays. Marie and one of the girls did this year, was go to the Windsor Court for afternoon tea. So it's a British-style hotel, and so they have traditional English tea, you know, with the sandwiches and the tea and scones and all that sort of thing. Plus, it's a beautiful setting. So that's another really fun thing to do, is go visit the hotels. Lots of people go and take pictures. Some people will make like an evening of it and try to bar hop or hotel hop and go check out a bunch of different lobbies to check out the lights there. That's a really fun thing to do. Another thing that is fun to do is to go to holiday bars. So at least in recent years, there've been sort of pop-ups within bars or pop-ups in general, holiday bars. And so one of my favorite bars in the city is Barrel Proof on Magazine Street in the Lower Garden District. That is a whiskey bar and one of the best whiskey bars in the city, but they have something they call the Miracle Bar at the holiday season. And so they convert it, if you will. You walk in and there's Christmas lights dripping from the ceiling. There's sort of almost little sections of it, not really rooms, but sort of like just with all these decorations. It's really crowded. So typically during the year, it's a popular bar, but there's no line. But for the Miracle Bar, the night I went, this year, there was a line. We had to wait a few minutes to get in. And they have Christmas-themed drinks. They have special glasses. So they have kind of, if you think about cutting Santa Claus in half and leaving the bottom half. So there's a mug that basically looks like a pair of Santa Claus pants, for lack of a better description. I think there's a couple other specialty mugs. And there are specialty drinks. And many of the hotels do that. Or not hotels, but bars do that. There's Mistletoe in the Hyatt. So there used to be a restaurant called Born, and that restaurant is no more, but they do a pop-up bar where they convert it to a bar space during the holidays. That's pretty festive. One of the funner ones, in my opinion, is Latitude 29. So Beach Bum Berry's Latitude 29 in the Hotel Bienville. They are known for their tiki drinks, and they do a special menu for the holidays as well. So our friend Susan Whalen went to, three or four in one night and kind of Instagrammed it or put it on X. So that's a pretty neat thing to do. You can go check out the different bars, all very festive. You get special drinks, that kind of thing. So a pretty neat thing to do. One of my favorite memories that we used to do for years before we had kids is that we would go with my parents to the St. Louis Cathedral in the French Quarter for Mass on Christmas Eve. And then we would go to the Gumbo Shop for their Réveillon dinner. In fact, the Gumbo Shop doesn't take reservations, so the trick was I would sneak out right near the end of Mass and go jog down the street so that I could get in line ahead of the crowd doing the same thing, and then my family would join me, and we would go into the Gumbo Shop and have a nice dinner. You can do that. There's a couple Masses on Christmas Eve, so there's different times you can do that, and then if you time it right again, you can go down to the Gumbo Shop and have a nice dinner. We did that for many years. It was a lot of fun. It was a really great family tradition. And I think that's one of the things, as I was thinking about this episode, was that people ask all the time about coming in this time of year. And there are lots of these small events to do and lots of things to see in the city. The city's really decked out for it. It's a really nice time. It's not as crowded as some other times of the year. Again, you're not going to have the sweltering heat of the summer. We just had a big rainstorm. I'm recording this actually on Christmas Day, but we had a big rainstorm yesterday. But that's unusual this time of year. We don't get a lot of rain. We don't get snow. We don't really get ice. You know, 40 degrees is cold here because of the humidity. So it feels, I lived in Minnesota for a while, and I would kind of equate it to about 20 degrees in Minnesota is about equal to 40 degrees here in New Orleans because of the dampness. But again, the average high is about 65 in December. I think the low is 59-ish, the average. And that's kind of where we've been recently. I'm recording this today, and I was just outside in shirt sleeves. So if you're looking for a break from weather in other parts of the country or other parts of the world, it certainly fits that. Other things that happen kind of this time of year, the Bayou Classic, which is an annual football game between two historically black colleges and universities, Southern and Grambling, happens on Thanksgiving weekend. Then there's a football college bowl that happens usually around December 17th in the Superdome. So if you want to catch that, that's a good thing to do. Both the Pelicans and the Saints are in the midst of their seasons this time of year. So if you're a sports fan, you can time your visit in the holidays around a Saints home game and or a Pelicans basketball game. Again, lots of fun. Both arenas are nice stadiums and arenas to go visit. You know, and then you can combine it with these other things. So, like I said, I was sort of thinking we didn't do a lot this year, but then as I'm recording this podcast, we have done a lot. We've been to Revion dinner. I've been out to a pop-up holiday bar. I should also mention with holiday bars, there's Snake and Jake's Christmas Lounge, which is always decorated with Christmas lights. And it's the diviest of dive bars in a neighborhood in Carrollton or Riverbend area of the city. Really a fun hole-in-the-wall bar. So they don't do anything different than they normally do because they're a Christmas bar 365 days of the year. But I went to Revion dinner. I went to Barrel Proof. We went to Dominica and the Roosevelt Hotel. We went to see a play at the Sanger, which is a gorgeous theater and always worth doing. But this is sort of also part of their season. So there's always this time of year, you're going to be able to find a play. We saw Wicked, which was fabulous. And then again, we didn't do the bonfires. We didn't do Christmas Mass. This was the first time in many years we skipped caroling in the square. But that's one of my favorite traditions. A lot of fun. Good for the family. Good for couples. Good for friends. Whatever it might be. It's free. It's in Jackson Square. So again, you could have a nice dinner in the French Quarter, as casual or as fancy as you want to be. You could partake in a Revion dinner and then go do caroling in the square. Again, it starts, I think, at 6 o'clock, so you could eat either before or after. It lasts about an hour, maybe an hour and a half tops. So it's really fun. Really just sort of one of those traditions I've come to really look forward to in recent years with the kids. So we don't generally take them to Revion dinner, but caroling in the square is a nice thing to do with them. I get a lot of questions about what to do on New Year's Eve. And this is not a city like, say, New York or Chicago or maybe some of the other large cities with huge fireworks displays and lots of places to go dress up and have a, you know, if you're into a really upscale kind of evening. The fireworks here are terrific right on the Mississippi River. On the last episode, I talked about Vue Orleans. The kind of centerpiece of that exhibition, if you will, is an observatory on the 33rd and 34th floor. One is indoor and one is outdoor. It's probably the highest point in the city where you can go, where the public can go, buy a ticket and get this incredible 360 view of the city. And so it would be a great place to see the fireworks. And they do a fancy dress-up kind of cocktail and food experience there for New Year's Eve. So that would be something to do. But there's not a lot of those. Some of the hotels have parties. The Westin, which also has a fabulous view of the river, and therefore of the fireworks, is another place. I think they usually have an offering for dressing up nice, if you will. But this isn't a city to me where there's a lot of places where you can both dress up and see the fireworks. The best place to see the fireworks is probably Vue Orleans, but if you want to do something for free and you want to get a great view. You can go down along the Mississippi River, right near where the aquarium is, right outside the Westin, actually, I guess it's the edge of the French Quarter, on the side closest to Canal Street on the Batcher there, and you can see the fireworks and go for free. Bring a picnic blanket or a beach towel or whatever and sit out there and see. And of course, this is a city where you can carry around your drinks in open containers. So you could grab a drink or bring a drink or bring a Central Grocery muffalata, for instance, would be good, and go sit out there and enjoy the fireworks there. But it's just it's a fun time to be in the city. You know, look, I'm biased, obviously. I have a podcast about the city. We live here in the heart of the city. So I like being here all year long. But this time of year, again, I think you have the combination of kind of festive weather without it being brutally cold, usually. You have lots of things to do, whether you choose to do some of these outdoor events or you go, again, Revion dinner is a must for me anytime between Thanksgiving and New Year's. It's just such a fun, festive way, and it's fixed price menu, so you know what you're getting into. You can read the menus ahead of time, have a good choice, you know, have a good idea of your choices. We've done that a lot with friends over the last several years, and it's just a fun time to catch up and enjoy the festivities. Going to the hotels is really neat. And again, if you're looking to take family pictures, you know, I just talked about James Cullen of Accidental Cajun Photography. It would be an excellent thing if you're coming in town to hire James. One of the things he'll do is set up a package for you with your family or your party, whoever it is, and kind of do a photo documentarian kind of view of your trip. But hiring James for an evening or an afternoon to go take pictures in some of these lobbies would be terrific. You know, you'll see plenty of people either taking professional photographs or taking selfies in these lobbies. And they're relatively close to each other. So you could easily, you know, I'm looking at this list again, it's probably 15 or 20 on the list. And with the exception of the Columns, which is there's a couple, the Columns and the Chloe, both really nice small boutique hotels down on St. Charles Avenue. Most of the rest of these are either in the French Quarter or the Central Business District. So you could easily walk to two or three. And if you were a little bit more adventurous, you could easily walk to six or eight of them if you wanted to. Or you could spend a day doing that, just kind of popping from one to the other. Most, if not all of them, have lobby bars, so you could go get a drink. Again, the Roosevelt with the Sazerac bar is terrific, but you could get a drink there. You could get it to go, so you could walk to the next place and kind of bar hop your way through the hotel lobbies, which would be a really nice afternoon to do that, and then cap it off with a Revion dinner. So this is a relatively short episode, but I wanted to just share with you kind of some of my memories of fun things that we've done, and just kind of put it in your mind if you're listening to this during the holidays and thinking, gosh, I wonder if New Orleans would be a fun place to visit at Christmas time or in the holidays. My vote is for yes. There's a lot to do here. And again, you also get the things you always get. So plenty of live music. Christmas Eve, there were easily a half dozen, if not more, live music venues where I would have chosen to go if I wanted to go do that. There's dozens, obviously, any night in the city. Places to hear live music or see live music. Tipitina's had a big thing. The Blue Nile was another one that came to mind. There's the Jazz Playhouse in the Ritz-Carlton. So, you know, lots of choices. So you can kind of blend the typical New Orleans things of food, drink, music, layered with the festivities and things to do that are special about the holidays. It's just something I wanted to put in your mind. I was thinking about it again. It happens to be Christmas. So Merry Christmas to all of you and happy holidays. We had a wonderful day with our family. Our kids are now 12 years old, our twins, Olivia and Sophia. So we had a nice day celebrating with their grandparents and cousins and aunts and uncles. And it just had me kind of in a reflective mood that people ask every once in a while. I get texts or emails asking about this time of year. And I think there's plenty to do and plenty to do, whether you're a family or you're a couple or just a group of friends wanting to travel and visit the city. And, you know, one of the concerns people have sometimes is coming in the heat of the summer. And we've done plenty of episodes about Jazz Fest and French Quarter Fest. And I think those are worth the fact that you're going to swelter a little bit in the heat because the music is so great, the food is so great. But this is an equally fun time of year to come. Or if you've been for other events and haven't tried New Orleans in the winter, it's a fun time to come. So check it out. I hope that you will consider this. I'll put some of the links to things I talked about in the show notes, which will be over at beyondbourbonst.com. Can you believe it? We're coming up on our 9th year anniversary. And so one more time, I just want to wish you a happy holiday season and thank you all so much for being a part of the podcast. With that, I'm going to turn it over to my daughters to close us out.
New episodes are available every other Wednesday. If you're enjoying the podcast, please share it with someone else who loves New Orleans as much as you do.
Until next time, laissez le bon temps rouler.
Thanks for listening to the Beyond Bourbon Street podcast. Find us anytime at beyondbourbonst.com.